From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu was the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience. He passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. The Judicial Bureau in Shenyang announced the cause of death as multiple organ failure. Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. Liu Xiaobo is survived by a son and his wife of 21 years, a staunch supporter of her husband, Liu Xia. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is calling for China to release Liu Xiaobo's widow from house arrest. "I call on the Chinese government to release Liu Xia from house arrest and allow her to depart China according to her wishes," he said Thursday, hours after the death of Liu Xiaobo. "In his fight for freedom," said Tillerson, "equality and constitutional rule in China, Liu Xiaobo embodied the human spirit that the Nobel Prize rewards. In his death, he has only reaffirmed the Nobel Committee's selection." Again, China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, has died at the age of 61. This is news from the Voice of America in Washington.